Hello, everyone. Today is January 18, 2021, and the reading is from John 2, 1 to 10, and the topic is the wine that ran out. In a little unknown village called Cana, situated 9 miles away from Nazareth, there was a wedding. This little village became immortal in Christendom because of a special wedding, while the names of other greater cities have perished and lie in ruin, yet that village became famous because Jesus was present in it. No other marriage feast was mentioned, but because Jesus was in this one, it became more significant. Jesus and his disciples were invited. Therefore, Jesus was a guest. In verse 3, Mary, the mother of Jesus, noticed that they ran out of wine. The wine they had ran out. Wine in the Bible symbolizes joy. When the wine ran out, that means no more joy and no happiness. Mary's heart was burdened. She felt the need, so she brought it to Jesus. We need to act in prayer when we see the needs of people as their joy runs out, and offer them Christ. Mary pointed the servants to Christ and said, "Whatever he says unto you, do it." Now there were 6 empty stone water pots set there. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." At this point, Jesus turned the water into wine and commanded the servants to serve it. Jesus could have done this miracle by himself, but he involved the servants for his glory so that they can share in his joy. Jesus was bringing joy to the wedding. Therefore, he needed the hands of his servants to bring that joy, and the servants needed to obey him in order to bring joy to others. He said, "Fill the water pots with water." In order for us to bring joy to others, we have to fill our souls with the living water of the Word so we can bring joy to others. Then he said, "Draw out the water and serve it to the guests." As servants, we need to draw out the Word through the Holy Spirit and apply it in order to administer joy to others. "Carry it," he said, meaning spread it and bear it to others. Your joy will spill out to others. Does your joy spill over to others? What the servants needed most was obedience to the Master's voice. God does not demand of us success, but obedience. Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Are you a joy to others? Do you bring joy to others? And how do we all bring joy to others? Every life has its feasts and its weddings, and every wedding must have its wine. But every event in life without Christ's presence runs out of wine. This wedding feast ran out of its wine because Jesus was only a guest. Jesus must be invited as the host. Once we receive Christ and the Holy Spirit indwells in us, Christ can continually turn our water into wine. No life should go on without him. He's the only one who brings the joy to our life and the wine to our weddings. When we invite Christ, we then will invite his disciples. That is the essence of hospitality and fellowship. As long as Christ is only a guest, we will regularly run out of wine. But the inner joy of his Holy Spirit that indwells in us will keep the joy coming. We all know that apart from Christ, our joys run out, our plans run out, our energy and strength run out, our wisdom runs out, our dreams fail to come true, our ways fail to bring us joy. Even though Jesus was present, they still ran out of wine. Why? Because Jesus was a guest. And as soon as the servants came to him for help, he became the host. He took over and changed things. He turned the water into wine. Mary previously had told them, "Whatever he says unto you, do it." That is the essence of having him as Lord. What he says, we must do. He takes sorrow out of funerals and puts joy in our weddings. He's all we need. One of the guests was so astonished that the host kept the good wine till the end. The Bible said, "In his presence is fullness of joy, and in his right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Even though things run out in life, yet he remains. In Lamentations 5:19, Jesus can be all we need for our long and wearisome journey. He brings the joy to our life, and sometimes he provides joy through others. The servants had no solution, but they listened and obeyed to Christ. The best from God is always the best till the end. Even though things run out in life, he remains the eternal source of joy. He brings the joy to our lives and sometimes through others. Jesus could have done this miracle by himself, but he loves to use the servants for his glory so they can share in his joy. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God to the brim to bring joy to others. Does your joy spill over to others? The servants obeyed and brought joy to the whole wedding. God does not demand of us success, but obedience. Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." How do we bring joy to others? Number one, we have to share our joy. Share the word and our excitement for Christ. Refresh others with love and comfort. Avoid criticism and negative remarks. Do not nitpick and judge others. Avoid controversies. Display the love of Christ. Do not be a busybody or inquisitive. Be gentle and tender. Avoid trouble and conflict. Be a companion to them. Bring laughter to them, not tears. Bring them joy. The blessings of joy we evoke for another descends upon ourselves. All who joy would share with others, because happiness was born a twin. Joy is the atmosphere of the heart when the king is in residence. We are all meant to bless others with joy. No life should go on without him. He's the only one who brings the joy to our life and the wine to our weddings. May we always bring the joy of Christ to others and be channels passing our joy to the lives of many. Someone said, "I won't be unhappy. It is all I have to give to God, and I will praise him and glorify him by a joyful face and a radiant life." Amen.